In today's gospel, when Jesus feeds the 5,000 on the hillside, he prefigures the way he will feed us with his own body and blood in communion. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Dean Roland.
You know, during the height of the pandemic, when we were all in lockdown, the churches weren't open, businesses weren't open, we were all just hanging out in our houses by ourselves in our own little bubble, what was the one thing that we missed the most? Now, I bet you're all waiting for me to say the Eucharist, aren't you? You know, given this is the solemnity of the most precious body and blood of Christ, the true presence of Christ. Well, I'm not going to say that. I'll say that a little later. But speaking from my own experience, and I'm sure we can all share in my experience, the one thing that I missed the most was a hug. Was a simple hug. I missed a simple kiss on the cheek or on the forehead, or a simple hand holding or shaking of hands. What I missed the most was human interaction. And I'm sure we can all agree with that in some way, shape, or form, yes? Yeah. You know, I missed my grandkids running up to me and just grabbing my legs and holding them tight and saying, "I love you, Peppy." Say, "I love you too, now behave." It just wasn't the same when you got on the phone every day, my daughter would call, and you know, the kids would be there, would be looking at them on the phone or on the portal or whatever it was. And we'd be talking to them, and then at the end of the call, you know, they would say, "I'm sending you a hug, Peppy," or "I'm blowing you a kiss." It was nice, but it wasn't the same. Or when you were on a work call, you know, we were on Teams all the time or, you know, whatever anybody's on, and you're doing a deal and it was always appropriate to shake hands with somebody to secure the deal. Instead, you just went, "See ya," and then you hit off. It just wasn't the same. Or when a loved one would call and they weren't feeling well and you couldn't be there to bring them some chicken soup, but just to hold them, to hold their hand and reassure them that they were going to be okay. Or I heard so many stories of people who a loved one was dying and they couldn't be there to hold their hand and help them on the way. Human touch, it's so important. I can sit here and give you the Webster's Dictionary version of what it means to hug, or what a kiss means, or what a handshake means, but my mere words would not do it justice. We have to feel it. We have to embrace it. That's how we fully understand what a kiss or a hug means. You know, my wife always says to me, I like to fix things, meaning not mechanical things, but if my wife has an issue or a problem, I want to fix it. I just want words to come out and snap my fingers and make everything better. But what my wife says to me is, I just need a hug. That's all I need. How important is a hug in human embrace? Well, the Eucharist today, as we celebrate Corpus Christi, the solemnity of the true body and blood of Christ, it is that same thing. It is that same interaction. God sending down his hugs to us in the Eucharist. God gently kissing us on the cheek in the Eucharist. God holding our hands through our good and through our difficult times in the Eucharist. The true body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist. When we hold the Eucharist in our hands, we are not holding a piece of bread, but we are holding Christ, flesh and blood. We are embracing him as he embraces us. That human touch, that human feeling. There was a blessing, in my opinion, and maybe some will agree with me, that came out of this pandemic. When we couldn't come to church, when we couldn't come to Mass, when we couldn't receive the precious body and blood of Christ, the true presence, we sat at home, we watched it on TV, our tablets, our phones, whatever we watched it on. And then came the time for the Eucharist, and we heard the beautiful words, the beautiful prayer, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. I can sit here and give you a dissertation for 3 hours on what the Eucharist means and what it is. Number one, I don't think you want to hear me for 3 hours, and I know the bishop has a lot to do, and he doesn't want to hear me for 3 hours. I could do that, but it wouldn't be the same as holding Christ in your hands, receiving Christ into us and then into our heart. It is not the same. The true presence of Christ in the Eucharist, receiving Christ into us, allowing him to love us, allowing him to forgive us, allowing him to embrace us, to hug us, to kiss us, and he allowing us to do the same to him in that interaction with the Eucharist, the true presence of the body and blood of Christ. We've taken for granted the Eucharist at times. Every Sunday, Saturday, during the week, when we can receive the Eucharist, we do. And rightfully so. But again, during the pandemic, I think we all developed our appreciation for the Eucharist in its full meaning. I know my very first day back at Mass, I was excited to see everybody and be with everybody and get that hug. But when the bishop placed Christ in my hands for the very first time after months and months of not receiving the Eucharist, I cried. Because the second from missing the hugs, it was the Eucharist, being present with Jesus Christ. His full body and blood in my hands, and then receiving him into my heart. So I ask us all today, because of the solemnity of the most precious and body and blood of Christ, When we receive communion today, we receive the Holy Eucharist, Jesus Christ. Go back to our pews and truly reflect on what is happening. Be with Christ, because he is there with you in the palm of your hands and in your heart. Speak with him. Fully receive him into you, into your life. Each and every week we receive Christ into us, into our hearts. And someday, God willing, when we pass, and God willing, we're in heaven, and we meet Christ face to face, it will be at that time where we receive the ultimate Eucharist, when Christ receives us into him. Receive Christ into us now, here on earth, fully, lovingly, with an open heart, so that one day Christ will receive us into him. God bless.